Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me here live. Okay, obviously not live on this podcast, but I'm so grateful that you decided to click and, you know, listen. With all the hype I've been giving my podcast, let me just let you in on a little secret. So with all my hype since last year, I have only recorded one episode. Okay, maybe 1 to 3, but I was never planning to post them. I've been chasing perfection with this podcast, which most content creators would say is not advisable. They would always say, oh, just start. Oh, just, you know, just do it, just whatever. But it's really hard, especially if you're a perfectionist or, you know, you just like to get things right at the first try. But they say perfection doesn't exist. But I always believe that, you know, in chasing perfection, I can catch excellence. And I hope to do that with this podcast. But I'm trying not to also take it as a project. I mean, I want it to have all the good vibes, all the fun, all the happiness, all the joy that I could possibly bring, you know, to a lonely student studying abroad. Or even if you're not lonely, I never admit that I'm lonely, even though I stay alone. Because, I mean, it's all in the mind. And that's what I tell myself. But, you know, I'm happy. I'm so happy if you're actually here. I just want to say thank you again for choosing to listen to me. Some of you might be here because you're my friends, and I really appreciate that. But just in case you find out that, oh, no, I'm not the audience she's looking for, please just introduce me to your other friends who, you know, are planning to study abroad or studying abroad. Not because I really don't know what I'm going to get out of this exactly, but I'm just doing it. And I will get to it in a second, why I started this podcast. So as the title implies, today you're going to meet your host, of course. And I'm going to also talk about why I started this podcast. I'm really making a lot of hand movements because I think I'm making a speech. But, well, you guys deserve it, even though you're not here, you know, to see me at my best. Oh, well, whatever. So the whole point is I want you to be proud to be associated with me or this brand or whatever it may become, you know. So that's why I'm really trying to go all out. So the little secret I was going to let you in on is I have been postponing this thing for the longest time because of paralysis, analysis, or what's it called? I think it's analysis, paralysis, you know, and just a bunch of other things. Just fear. I've had so much fear starting. And I'm sure for a lot of you, if you're a millennial like me, I was born in 1996, you know, even if you're not a millennial, you probably be Gen Z or older, whatever. You know, there are a lot of things in your life you know have set out to start, and you feel this fear and this pushback. And I felt that for the past 6 months, and even up until today, that's why I had to put a date to it. I was like, okay, I'm going to start on this particular day because that was when so happened to me, which I would also get into. So because I felt like I had to do that. If not, I would never start. And I kept dropping all this, you know, little hype on Instagram for nothing that was really going underneath. And it was just for myself, you know, so like, totally, you've told the whole world. So you have no choice than to start this podcast. So that's why I'm here today, to also introduce myself. And probably you also get to learn more about me from my gesticulations and from the way I talk. You probably be able to pick that, oh, maybe this is how this girl is or not. But yeah, let's jump right into it. Now that sounds like what a YouTuber would say, but you can't blame me. Yeah, so I'm just going to assume that people listening to me today, wherever you are, studying abroad, or you plan to study abroad, mostly Nigerians, because I've been talking to mostly Nigerians about my podcast. I haven't really told people here, but the plan is, okay, it's not the plan. It's not my plan. I just hope that someday it will help people, not just on the African continent, but, you know, in the global continent. You know, to help people globally. Oh my God, that's what I was trying to say. It would help people globally. So yeah. So to meet me, my name is Tolulope Esther Olukomi. I was born in Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria, in West Africa, and I moved to Lagos, Nigeria when I was 17. So my parents moved jobs. I'm the first child of 5 girls. What else? I studied chemical engineering in Kamina University. I was there for 5 years, and which was one of the best 5 years of my life. I also attended Graceland International School in Port Harcourt River State, Nigeria as well, for secondary school, what Americans would rather call high school, middle school and high school. And then for my primary school, I went to Brereton Nursery and Primary School. Brereton Montessori Nursery and Primary School. Yes. Yes, that was it. I'm turning 25 this year, and I'm so excited to be doing this. This feels like me walking in purpose. I can't explain it, but yeah. So I'm really happy that I finally took the bull by the horn and recorded this episode, you know, starting this podcast and all of that. So for me, I would say I am, of course, for me, I would defend myself here in the public that I am a very nice person. I am quite kind-hearted, which has happened by the grace of God. And oh yes, I am a Christian. I walk by faith and not by sight. I believe I'm a child of God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, you know, to give me salvation, give me hope, to give me life, to free me from all my sins, you know, and you know, all of that. I am not the best preacher or the best evangelist, but I hope that, you know, and also hearing my stories, you would come to know Jesus and power of his resurrection. But yeah, of course, I'm a Christian. So, and you know, anything you just love or you love to be affiliated with, or you love to be, you know, known for, you would always want to tell people about it. I'm also a very proud Nigerian. I'm proud to be Nigerian. I'm not exactly proud of my country right now at the state it's in, but I can tell you for a fact, any day, like everywhere I go, especially here in the US, I always introduce myself as a Nigerian. I'm always saying, oh, I'm from Nigeria. Yes, I'm from Nigeria. I feel like it's such a privilege to be black, and I hope I can also rub it, you know, I also hope it rubs off on you, you know, as well. So I have, in secondary school, most of my friends would tell you that, you know, on our slum books, when they asked, what did you want to be? Of course, yes, officially, I wanted to be a chemical engineer. I studied chemical engineering for 5 years, as I mentioned previously. I also even interned in like big four oil and gas companies. So I worked for Total as an intern. I also moved to Oriental Energy, where I worked as an operations engineering intern, where I even visited offshore, you know. So I really thought I was going to go into oil and gas money, you know. In the long run, my parents too were oil and gas, you know, workers and all of that. So I really thought, and they had handed baton off to me that, oh, you would also work in oil and gas engineering. But yeah, here I am. So I'm currently studying my master's, trying to get a master's degree in engineering management at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Hence the name of this podcast, the Non-Immigrant Student. And I decided to start this podcast for a couple of reasons. I have this article published on Medium called what's the name of the article right now? How I Saved My First Million. And of course, I put it on Twitter, I put it out there, I told all my friends, oh, look how I saved my first million naira, you know, and all of that. So, and the gist was so long. I'm also a writer, I'm also an event planner. See, there's so many things for you to know about me, but I believe that if you visit the Instagram page, my personal Instagram page is private, but if you visit the Non-Immigrant Students Instagram page, you probably get to know me more in the captions and the way you see me live my life, you know. But yeah, so I put it out there that, and I found out that in writing it, the story was so long. I won't have a line there that says, maybe if I open a podcast someday, I'll give you the full gist of how I was able to say it. But you should actually check out the post. I think it was funny too. I mean, people gave me good feedback that I'm a good writer, although I've always known, kind of, you know, it's just a talent that I never really pursued. But yeah, my English teacher believed in me, Mr. Babawale. I'll never forget him. For those of you who went to Graceland, shout out to all of you. Mr. Babawale would tell me, Tolu, I need you to be the next Grace Ayuka. You know, I want you to write a poem book, you know, and all of that. But I never followed through with it because I just felt I wasn't an original. But, you know, back to it. And then in SS2, I found this Vanguard, or is it This Day magazine, that had Tools Oniru Demoren on it. So you have to, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this and you're not in Nigeria, you probably won't get context of all of this, but I'll do my best to explain. So Tools is an OAP, an on-air personality, who has a child now and who's married now, but back then she wasn't. And we also looked alike physically. So I was like, who is this really pretty woman? Oh my god. And her name is Tolu Oniru. She's like Tolu. Her surname is starts with O as well. I want to be like her, you know. Oh, what does she do? And all this while I was already like headed to study engineering in university. But for some reason I just liked her. And then you also have the Moabudus, who I knew back then as a talk show host. You know, she used to Moments with Mo. And these were women that I just admired, you know. And I've always been someone too who admires Hollywood life, entertainment. You know, E! Channel used to be my best channel growing up, you know. I just always liked Angelina Rancic, you know. These were people that, of course, Oprah Winfrey too. These were people that I just watched a lot growing up. Like now, my favorite kind of TV to watch, apart from movies, is like talk shows, interviews, and all of that. But I'm not saying this is what led to this. I mean, I don't know yet, you know. I'm also finding out that is this really why I started this podcast. But I'm also going to find out on this journey with you. So that was how, so I announced to the whole class that, oh, from now on I want everyone to call me Tools. So that is why I have a nickname called Tools, although I've tried to change all my names from Tools, where, because now most people will tell me, oh, I followed you because I thought you were the Tools Oniru, like the popular one. Like no, I've just always taken her name, you know. I've just always thought I wanted to be like her, you know. So but eventually, so some of my friends call me Tools. And yes, my surname also starts with the letter O. And I look like her physically, but that doesn't mean anything. And when I was much younger, I used to say that in secondary school at 16, 17, that I would have a talk show called Proudly Tools Show. And now when I look back, I'm like, wow, what did I think I knew back then? You know, like, what would have made me say things like that? You know, I wasn't really aspiring to be like a Barbara Walters or an Oprah Winfrey. I wasn't really aspiring to be that. I mean, I needed to be an engineer. I needed to be this hardworking woman who followed her career. You know, that's how it is back in Nigeria. And I think Indians would understand this. We're groomed, you know, we're brought up to want to be, no, I shouldn't say successful. No. Because every child is brought up to be successful. But then you're just pushed so hard to follow a career, not to like, there's just this plan, you know, primary school, secondary school, university, master's, PhD possibly, and all of that. So yeah, so that's just the backstory. I'm just saying that to say, maybe this is why I'm doing this eventually, because one day when I was a teenager, I actually thought I was going to do a talk show. But the second reason I think why I'm starting this podcast is because I'm a lazy writer. So, like I said, I used to write in school. Like, I had published articles in our school magazine, even though most of the work wasn't mine. I'm not sure they were all mine. You know, there's sometimes you read some things and you're like, oh, let me rewrite this in another way. You know, they weren't stories. They were just poems. Or they would just be lines, like nice lines that rhymed. Ooh, okay. But, you know, and then we'll just put it out there. And because my English teacher believed in me, he always published my stuff. Although I also remember in SS2 and SS3, I cast the news for school. I think when I was in SS3 or so. Yeah, there was a time I would go to the assembly podium and read the news, you know, all of that. So I was quite active in the literary and press debating society too. The club, one of those secondary school clubs we have. So yes, now that I think about it, why did I study engineering? Oh, well, we'll find out. Yeah, so so I think that's also why this podcast is here, because every time I think about, oh, I should write about this, I'm like, oh, it's going to be too long. And I'm such a long writer. In short, I'm a recovering, I'm the one on IG who always like ran out of, like, I always overuse the limits, you know. And that's why for a long time I wasn't really tweeting. I only retweeted because I'm like, I can't even share my thoughts on this Twitter because I only have 140 characters or whatever. So like, why is it so limited? And that's how it was on Instagram for me too. And everyone would tell me, your captions are too long, we can't read them. So I started cutting them short, you know. So that's why there was a long time till I stopped posting on Instagram, because it's just like, I can't post and not put a caption. How? I'm such an expressive person. Oh well, so that was another reason. So when I got my admission to Cornell University, I was like, I should write about my grad school journey and every single thing. But I was like, no, nobody's going to read it. It's going to definitely have part one, part two, and part three. So I have who is going to follow it, you know? So I should put it in a podcast, you know? That's what I was thinking all along. But you know, all these things are just thoughts, you know, that should have slipped by. They weren't serious things. So eventually, this is where I'm going to bring the God factor. The third reason why I think I'm starting this podcast. I'm not saying like I don't want to help people, you know, like I'm not saying like I'm not here to also, you know how they say like when you climb up, like, you know, like look back, pay it forward, bring someone along with you to the top and all of that. I'm not saying I don't want to do any of that, but I'm also such a soul believer in facing your front, which is like a Nigerian colloquialism, like face your front, mind your business, stay in your lane. When you're in your lane, you don't experience traffic, you know, like I'm such a believer of that as well. Although, but that would be a lie because I mean, I'm an elder sister. The big sister in me too always wants to make sure that, oh, everyone around me is doing okay. I hope you're getting it right. You know, I'm someone who always shares tips, you know, hacks, tricks. I'm like, oh, I did it this way, you can try it this way. And I was like, oh, I should do this. I'm learning so much from this experience. I should document it because if I wrote it, it would be too long. Everyone would say it's too long to read. And I'm not out here trying to sell you a book, you know, about how to study abroad. I mean, those are things you can find on Google. But anyway, so that's one of the reasons I did this podcast. I think I'm also starting this podcast. But I mentioned something about God factor, where I was going to say that there's sometimes I'm also like, God, why am I doing this? God, what is really happening? Why do I feel this push? You know, I started even writing out dates. And this started as far back as July of 2020. So when I check my notes, I find out that I had already opened this Instagram account July 8th, 2020. I had tried to open a Twitter account, but it didn't work out. I wrote down a lot of things, you know, and that's who I am. Some people would rather wait than start at a time. But I'd already started, you know. I'd already started and I was just like, okay, let me just put it out there when the time comes. Although I didn't tell anybody, when the time comes, I would use it, you know. I just kept feeling this push to do something, you know, to say something. I'm like, but God, what do you want me to say? I'm not a content creator. Every single time I think about this podcast, I can run away. And that's why it has taken me so long to start, because I start feeling numb. I'm like, no, this is not me. I'm not a content creator. You know, my alter ego is really, if I have one, okay, I'm back then. I used to have a thing for Beyonce. And I always fought in Beyonce versus Rihanna fight because I believe Beyonce was queen. You know, she's always Queen Bee to me. But my point is, like, I always, like, fought that. No, this is not... Wait, why did I talk about Beyonce right now? And Rihanna, Queen Bee. Okay, my point is, oh, yes, I was trying to say alter ego, Sasha Fierce, yes. So I believe I also have an alter ego that is really talkative, you know, really vibey. Although most people would argue that that's who I am, actually. But when you think about it, it's like, no, not really. Well, I don't know. I'm just like, no, please, that's not for me. Like, every time I watch YouTube videos, sometimes I cringe on their behalf. I'm like, why are you showing me this? This is too much. And now I get to be one of them. It really X me out. It scares me. I'm like, oh my God, everybody's going to be judging my own movie. You know, I've watched so many talk shows and interviews and speeches in life that I read meaning into every single thing. If you move your hand or your eye at a particular place, I always believe it was for a reason, you know. And now that I'm doing all these things, so I'm like, oh my God, people are going to be judging me. Oh my God, you know. So it's really, of course, it's really scary. It's so scary. But I hope that, you know, by starting this podcast, I would also learn more of myself, and that for as many people who I want to be my audience, which is the non-immigrant student community, or people who eventually become immigrants, you know, or even people who are just here and abroad, you know, and just need this vibe I'm going to bring to you. Look at me hyping myself now. I just want to be here for you. And that is why I am really starting this podcast. I'm here as this is also me just documenting my journey, which is something I like to do. I just keep my memories, you know, write them down, take pictures. I also take lots of pictures for some reason, you know. But now I get to share it with the world. And because I'm thinking of this as it can go bigger than, you know, this might just be a podcast to everyone, but sometimes I always look at it as something much bigger. I'm like, God, where is this going to? It's not like I'm monetizing this right now, but like, what is going to happen with it? Who is going to listen? Like, what is really going on? What? Even me, I'm still asking, why am I doing this? I don't know. But if you also want to stick with me on this journey and find out, be my guest. I'm so happy that you're here, honestly. Even if it's just one of you, I'm so happy for you and grateful for you. Thank you. And also, can you just, you know, send kisses and love and prayers to my friend Chika, who produced the music at the beginning of this episode. Sorry, which would obviously be the beginning, the intro, the... What's the word? Which would also probably be like the track
at the beginning of every episode. Her name is Chika, and we went to secondary school together, and I'm so grateful, Chika. I just have to shout you out again. So I'm also a name dropper. Like, I always shout people out because it's like, why not give credit to the people who actually make things happen in my life? And I'm someone who is so... I have learned so much from people, more than I've learned from the internet. And that's something I'll also try to give you on this podcast. Like, everyone tells you, Google it. Oh, Google it. Check the internet. I'm like, duh. Of course I know I should Google it. I'm just trying to make a conversation. Hello. If you don't know it, tell me you don't know it. Don't now turn it around and tell me Google it, please. Don't let us show ourselves to each other. Thanks. But yeah, so I would also try, because on the Instagram page for this podcast, a lot of people are messaging me, do you give scholarship? Do you give admission? Of course I don't. And it gets annoying when people say like, oh, how do I get in? I'm like, do your research. Of course, that's like the answer to give. But of course, it's more than that. I still remember when I started this journey, I needed people to hold my hand. And that's why I'm also going to shout out Master's Prep community, which was a Master's Prep founded by two Eagles. That's people who attended Common University. Shout out to all of you. We're also called Eagles, you know. And these are people who started this because they had made so many mistakes in their journey, and they didn't want other people applying to schools abroad to make those mistakes. And you know, just having that community, that motivation, you know, it just helped me always remember why I was applying to school in the US. And these are things I would obviously get to along in this podcast. I really don't know how long this is going to be. For every single time I make a plan for this podcast, something just comes up to disrupt me, to remind me that it's not in my place to decide the plans for the podcast. So I'm like, okay, God, I'm gonna let you do your stuff, you know. It's not easy, honestly. It's not easy to trust in God. I always tell myself, and now I'm telling you guys, if the Bible was rewritten, I would be the next Abraham, you know. But they will probably call me Abrahama. And that used to be my Instagram name. Yes, Abrahama. Because I don't think I'm going to name my daughter that. Shout out to my future husband. Please, we can agree on it now that, yeah, the girl can be Abrahama, the boy can be Daniel. Those can be their Bible names, because those are like two of my favorite Bible characters. But yeah, so if they wrote the Bible, I'd probably be the next Abrahama, because of how much God keeps stretching me on this journey of trust and faith. You know how in your own personal Christian walks or your own religious walk, you know, there are things you learn on your path, you know, as you grow with your faith. And for me, it's always trust, 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 trust. Some people, they learn how to become more honest. Some people, they learn about God's love, you know. I want to be able to learn about God's love. But so far, I've just learned on trust. And it's such a long and hard road. But I hope that we learned. Even my content calendar is not cooperating with me anymore. Because it's like, every single time I want to do this, I wasn't supposed to record a trailer episode for you guys, you know, to try to help you, like, what are your appetite more, and be like, ooh, Tolu is coming with the gist, you know. But I was like, you know, scratch that, we're just going to do a meet your host episode, which is what you're doing right now. So I hope I've been able to describe my dad. Okay, I don't think I've described myself fully, but trust me, you would hear it in the other episodes, so just get ready. But yeah, so I'm so happy that you guys are here. I have some house rules for this, housekeeping rules for this podcast. Of course, the rules are for me, probably not you. I mean, have fun wherever you're listening to. But for me, I have housekeeping rules that I am not going to edit any podcast, because number one, there's no time. I attend an Ivy League university, A plus here. In short, if I say it, I can cry. But A plus starts from 97 to 100. A is 93 to 96, and A minus is 90 to 93. So if I'm even dreaming that, oh, I want to have A, that's like 99th percentile of the class. So my hope, and I say that to say that it's tough out here on these streets, just, you know, just to get good grades. But I'm still doing this because, you know, it just feels like something that needs to be done. I just hope I'm working in purpose. God, I hope you can hear me, because it's so hard to think that. I just want to make sure that I'm not doing this alone. And hopefully I know I'm not doing this alone. But, you know, I'm going to keep asking God for strength, for help, you know, and wisdom and how to manage my time. But it's a lot. So I've told myself the first take is the authentic take, and we'll keep it at that. And I'm not out here trying to put out mediocre content. No, I'm not like that. I just have to get it. I just have to get it at the first try. And Hopefully that works for all of us. Number two housekeeping rule for me is that I want this to be really, I want this to be something you come to, you know, you come back from your busy day if you're not even a student, or even if you're not, if you just like to hear my voice, or if you're just my friend and you miss me so much and you just want to hear me over your speakers, I want you to come back here and be like, oh, Sha, I haven't even heard Tolu talk today. You know, I want this to be so much fun and vibes. Even I can be a very moody person, but at least, and this is something that maybe God is even trying to teach me joy by this, you know, trying to show, just in trying to show up for someone else, I'm also showing up for myself. So I want this to be very vibey. So I'm going to bring all my energy. I'm going to bring all my vibes. Even some of my classmates, I'm going to, and I'm see if any of you hear me talk like I'm feeling myself too much, it's because yes, I'm feeling myself too much. I saw one quote on Twitter that said that I'm not, you know, anytime I go into rooms that, you know, when you meet people, you're like, oh my God, is this really me? Oh my God. Like, let's say now tomorrow I meet Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, and I'm shocked. I shouldn't be shocked. Of course, I shouldn't be shocked that I met him eventually. I am made for greatness. I am made to sit in front of kings and queens. Hello? You know, like, don't be shocked by your greatness. That's my whole point. That. So I say that to say that. Another housekeeping rule is that as much as I want this to be fun and vibey, like, when I started listening to podcasts, I used to listen to, so Ijoma Kola, who is another blogger I follow online, recommended some podcasts, and Jesus and Jollof was it for me. Even I also listened to I Said What I Said by FK Abudu and Jola Yeye. These are podcasts I enjoy because of how much fun and energy and light, you know, they bring to the podcast. It's not, sometimes they're not even saying things that I agree with, but just because I can hear how happy they are, it rubs off on me. And these are the kind of people I listen to during the lockdown that didn't make me go crazy. So also I want to be that for you, and I want you to be able to listen to this podcast and feel like, oh, you have a friend in me. That's my only problem with celebrities. There's so many celebrities I know, I wish they knew me, because I want to be their friend. Because if I'm their friend, I would do so much for them. They would forget all their other friends. Okay, I think I'm dreaming, but you get the point. So just perhaps I see myself as a celebrity. I'm actually sorry, but okay, no, I'm not sorry, but you get the point. Like, I have a certain superiority complex for myself, even though it doesn't make me a proud person or anything, but you know, I'm very positive and optimistic about myself and about my greatness. Maybe it's also because of how much I trust God. Maybe it's also because of how much I know God has promised me a good life. But at the same time, I also want it to rub off on you. I don't want you to be where you are thinking you don't have a friend, you know. I want you to be able to come here and be like, oh, Tolu, you know, I want to listen to some non-immigrant student podcasts because I've missed her. I got you. So that's the housekeeping rule for me, to always bring my joy here and energy here. And I think the third housekeeping rule for me would be to keep every episode to at most 30 minutes or 35 minutes, but never up to an hour. The only episodes I'll probably be up to an hour, the interview sessions I have coming up. So you guys, you better watch out for that. What other housekeeping rule do I have? I'll try my best also. You know, I'm not afraid to be vulnerable, expressive, but that's something I'm also scared of. I'm like, God, what do I say and what do I not say? Because I don't want to say the one now, someone come and meet me. I don't know if my chest can take it, you know. I don't really do well with criticisms and feedback. Although I'm a very teachable person, I'm very open to feedback and all of that. But sometimes the feedback makes me think I'm such a loser. I should end this right now, you know. I'm taking your instructions, your corrections and all your criticisms, but I feel like, you know what, let me just end it so you don't have to tell me again if I didn't do well or not. So, but I'll really try my best to stay vulnerable and not exaggerate. I'm a Yoruba girl. I come from the Yoruba tribe in Nigeria, West Africa, where we're very hip, we're very talkative, we're very, I don't mean to throw any Yoruba person under the bus. These things are special characteristics. I mean, like, no, let me just stop there, please. Let me not look for anybody's trouble on the internet. But yeah, so that's another housekeeping rule for me, that I should be vulnerable and I should, of course, connect with you guys. So I guess that would be it for today. I'm so happy that you stopped by. I don't know if I've been able to introduce myself in the perfect way, but hopefully you'll get to know more about me. Trust me, there's no rush. There's absolutely no rush. So thank you so much. And yes, I'm also very dramatic. I don't think I'm melodramatic, but I can be dramatic. So, but thank you so much if you guys stopped by. And if you have any feedback criticisms, don't worry, I'm kind of prepared this time around, you know. Developing some thick skin, so I'll take it. Please shoot me an email at thenonimmigrantstudent.com. I would say send me a DM, but I think I opened a professional account, save a personal account, so you can also see I'm also trying to learn a lot of these content creation tools. I've done so much research that I'm like, am I even starting a business, you know, just to start a podcast? But it's not just, I'm on assignment, so I have to do it the right way. So yeah, just shoot me an email, and then you know, checking my emails is something I love to do in my pastime, so I'll definitely get back to them. I don't know how long it will take, but I'm sure that emails will definitely be faster than DMs. So please shoot me an email at thenonimmigrantstudent@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at toluolukomi. And yeah, that is it. Thank you so much, guys. Please don't forget to share and subscribe. You can also download, you know, send to your friends who, you know, are planning to study abroad. I would build, you know, I believe they would find this fun and interesting. I believe so. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you. See you in the next episode. Bye, guys.